What it is, DePauli Middle School. Steven Sperber here. My pleasure to be adjudicating you today in musical analysis. I'll be checking out your composition and the performance of your said composition. Thank you guys very much for trekking over the hill today. I hope you guys can make it home nicely tonight. Cool opening concept here. Yikes. Not really there, quads. Woo! Well, we'll see how we recover from it. Definitely the name of the game. Some nice stuff going on in the front ensemble here. Lots of excitement, some definite pacing problems leading into this planet stuff, yeah. Nice opening phrase there. Obviously some pacing issues that I mentioned and the major execution issues that I had mentioned. Some cool trade-off ideas. Just watch the tempo control as we go through these to make one big composite rhythm. Nice moment for the front ensemble. Good arrival point for the full ensemble there. Note accuracy, but overall, real nice moment for us musically speaking. Love the handbells, wish I could hear them. It's a real cool idea, just not really projecting up here to the box. Handbells are always so difficult to get to project, but if we're going to do it, we got to make sure that we expose that awesome element that we introduce. Clarity stuff here, snares, where are we listening to? I mean, it's, to me, obvious we got to be listening back going into that file, but I'm not sure it's obvious for our snares. Arrival point, yikes, snares. A little bit better there, snares. Nice attention to detail. All right, quads, pretty good job there. Nice little trade-off moments. Everyone showcased. I like it. Definitely lacking the emotional commitment and excitement that I'd like to see, honestly, especially in that last moment there where everything's so excitement. I need some open mouths, some excitement, some emotion from these kids. So, you know, in the future when we're designing these shows, definitely go through the kids with and define not only the listening points that I think need to be defined a little bit clearer, but also the emotion that we're trying to project. Love to hear that handbell. Just so hard to hear. Swallowed up by the vibraphone and triangle. All right, good job, guys. artistic ending to the show there with the pulse on the bass drum. I like that. So a lot of really good ideas. Just obviously want to be able to hear the hand chimes. Big thing is, and I went through this myself when I used to be living in Reno and traveling down to Sacramento to do drumline activities. When you get out of that car, I know we're all dazed and tired and long trip and everything, but the best thing you can do is once you get out there, suit up in your uniform and pick up that drum, grab that marimba, grab your auxiliary cart, whatever it happens to be, just put yourself in game mode right off the bat, because I felt like we were a little bit flat today, like the excitement factor wasn't quite there, and maybe I'm making an assumption, but I feel like perhaps the travel, the mileage put on the group this morning might have sucked some energy out of them and sucked some of the mental focus and clarity out of the group. So really don't fall into that trap. Maybe it's an assumption on my part that's incorrect, but I know it was problematic for me when I first started doing this. And really, just when you grab that drum after getting off that bus, make sure you're in go mode from there until right now when the show is done. Hopefully that makes sense for you guys. Like I said, enjoyed the program. Thought it was fairly well written and everything. Some pacing problems as mentioned. Major clarity issues as mentioned throughout the show, but I thought you guys are doing these kids a good service, building some good young musicians there and not really just making some drummers. So I really appreciate that very much. Once again, thanks for taking the trek over the hill. Good luck getting back.